Welcome to episode 163 of Both Down, the number one Blood Bowl podcast.
In the land of Lustria.
That is the super excited voice of Scott Prime coming to you. This is Steve, a.k.a. Kilwaukee, a.k.a. Yeah, I thought I had too many AKs. How's it going, Scott?
Is that what the... Isn't that what the AK sound makes?
Yeah, I was going for Mars Attacks, but yeah.
Oh, I was trying to do a machine gun, like an AK-47.
Makes sense.
I'm doing well. I'm Scott Prime. Howdy.
Yeah, we started abruptly because we have thoughts, and we were moaning about Steve, stuff.
Yeah, Steve said, save it for the podcast. I'm starting it right now. And I was like, I don't think I have anything ready. And he's like, well, you better have something because we're going. And so you got Lustria because that's the only thing I could think of because I saw Lizard Man team.
Exactly not how that happened, but that's close enough. Gnomes are out, sort of, meaning gnomes were released to nothing. No one has it anywhere. Orders canceled, not on the website. One of the most anticipated releases, like, I'm hearing from non-Blood Bowl people that they want this team. And GW, in its infinite wisdom, goes, let's short sell everything. Let's not have too many to put out there.
That's interesting you say that. My store, to my knowledge, got everything in that people pre-ordered.
Really?
And I'm shocked because in the past, you know, back when GW sent us preview copies of physical things, I would try to order stuff from the store and either, like he said, like, oh, we got shorted. We only got one of each of the things. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so here was the pre-orders. I'm looking at the website now for my store because he asked in our Blood Bowl League. He said, who wants stuff? One guy said, I want a team, some dice, a treatment, a spike. Gary said a spike and some dice. And then I said a team, some dice, a pitch, and spike. We got all those things. I was really expecting to go in Sunday to pick up my stuff and then him going like, you want the spike or you want the dice? Because I only got one each and I'm trickling them out.
And normally that's what happens. That's why along with me not living there, is why I did not have him pre-order me anything, which I guess I probably should have.
It's weird. I don't know if his rep changed and that he got on it or what, but...
Was it just a certain allocation for different areas?
But yes, it's sold out everywhere, and I can't even find the dice on the website with a thing that says sold out.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Like, GW wants our money, except when we want to give it to them. And they're like, nah, we don't want your money.
I don't know why there's just not a ton of dice. I just don't understand. They're not meeting the demand, and then they're not even reprinting them.
Yeah, and they're not even doing second releases anymore, which I'm guessing that is probably confirming that that was a COVID thing when they're re-releasing old stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was just to cover themselves from COVID, which means they were sitting on all that stuff. I don't know. However, I didn't get anything from the new release. I will hopefully find stuff in stores somewhere along the line. I'm not that worried about it at this point, whatever. You know, if I have the dice, it's not like I'm going to open them. I want the team eventually, but yeah.
If you probably put a true sim in me, I wouldn't mind getting shorted, so then I wouldn't feel the need to collect the next one that comes out.
I need someone.
Even the owner goes, what do you do with all these pitches? And I was like, I don't know. I already have the other ones. He goes, I got it.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. I need someone to come out with a pirate gnome team so that I can continue my stunty gnomes. Stunty pirates.
You want pirate gnomes?
Yeah, because I have pirate goblins and I'm getting pirate halflings and I have pirate snotlings, sort of.
You're going to be the pirate guy?
I guess so.
Okay.
I'm trying to stay away from third-party stuff. But if I can specialize only in pirate stunty, then it's not so bad. Because even if I go pirate, like I do have a full pirate Skaven team now, because Alberto Machado in Portugal offered to paint one of my. I need a Skitter Stab piratey for my Immortal Cup team. And he's like, I'll paint one for you. I was like, cool. So I tried to find just one figure, and it's cheaper just to send him a whole team. So I have the whole team. I don't need other regular teams that are pirates, because that'll just continue on it here from here to eternity with every third party. So I'm trying to specialize.
What are you playing in a Immortal Cup that you need a team?
Goblins.
Or a Skitter. Goblins?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, you decided like, fuck it. I'm just going to Canada.
Oh, but not playing? Okay, I gotcha. It's like, yeah, what? I am going to Canada. What are you talking about?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you're just like...
It's a competitive team.
Goblins?
Ish. Competitive-ish.
Okay.
It's got Skitter.
They're not.
It's got Skitter.
Well, my league Goblins, I was five games in. These last two games, I took two L's. So I'm not so happy with the Goblins.
That's understandable.
So frustrated.
Man, I got a lot of tournaments coming up that I'll have to go over.
Oh, I know. We can do that maybe during shoutouts.
Well, I was thinking, like, I should go over what my Immortal Cup roster is. I'm like, well, I'm going to Rocky Mountain Rampage this weekend. Oh, then I got Bison. I don't even know what I'm taking to Bison. That's next week. Like,
wow, you're a busy boy.
I'm behind, partially because of Oklahoma, which is why we're here.
Yay, Oklahoma Bowl weekend.
I think we're just here because we do the podcast, but this episode is specifically Oklahoma weekend 2024, yes.
Okay.
Anything else you want to get off your chest before we get into it?
Do you know that the dice at my store, last time I checked, they were $18.50. These were marked basically $21. Did the dice price go up that you know about?
I don't know. I'm sure they did then. Didn't they start out at 12? Or did they start out under 10?
They were at $12.50. And that's what the spike was also. It was also $12.50. You know, I just searched the store.
Yeah.
And I'm doing it again for gnomes. And I just want to see what comes up here. Because I don't think I saw what I thought I saw. Oh, now my computer's going to give me a hard time. Am I even recording right now?
Yeah, you're recording.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't just go onto the GW site because it's not there. Let's see, FN Games? Oh, Eden Games. $20.50
is the price? Okay.
On this other website, Eden Games.
Oh, I can't get anything to pull up on the GW site at all for gnomes.
No.
I put in,
no, it's all gone.
Oh, is that why I'm not seeing anything? Oh, yeah. Showing 0 of 5. Okay.
Yeah.
And wow, they don't even have things on there for you to like at least see that they're sold out?
No, just 404s. But yes, it looks like consistently the dice are $20.50 now.
Okay. Well, they're getting really close to pricing me out. And they don't care because they're going to only make 300 of them and sell them out instantly. So,
I mean, if that's their plan, just say it. Like, these are limited editions. At least create that mystique, I guess. But God, maybe they'll rerun them.
How many more could they have sold if they just made more?
At least another 25%, I'm guessing, based on the stuff I've seen. And if it was cheaper, too, like, you'd buy two boxes of, I don't know, we haven't even seen a box of them. I don't even know if you need two boxes. I'm guessing you don't.
Of the gnomes?
Yeah.
If you want extra linemen, yes, you, I was actually hoping to start building them last night, but I didn't do that. Because I just wanted to, I thought it was kind of cool to review, like, oh, these guys build well, these guys don't build well. But that didn't happen. So, yes, if you want the extra lineman, because you're like a moron that thinks you're going to live forever like a vampire, and you think, like, at some point I'm going to take two-star players and nothing but gnome linemen, if you're me, you need two boxes so you can get those extra linemen and have that roster of like 20 models fleshed out for the options to do whatever you want.
Speaking of you putting stuff together and hating that and reviewing it, Craig got his Grebo vampires. You would hate them so much. There's one guy that is barely hanging on by a foot. It is more ridiculous than any of the GW stuff I've seen.
Really?
Yeah. So.
All I know is every tournament somebody goes, do you guys have any super glue?
Mm-hmm.
And I think like, but nah, these models aren't designed to be on one foot to break, so you have to buy new ones. Not at all.
I don't think it's typically that's where it's breaking. I don't know. Whatever. I don't care.
No, I don't have much else to talk about, except I'm grumpy about my stupid goblins for my league game and how I got destroyed 4-1. And then I had complete control of the second half of this one game and until I tried to hand off the ball.
Yeah.
And then everything bad went to shit and I got one turn touchdown. The other Matt Strickland threw his goblin on me,
yeah,
and landed it, and I got a little bit of my own medicine. So I went from at least a tie to effing it all up. So it was frustrating.
Well, it happens, I guess.
Yeah, I guess it does. Hey. All right, let's talk about Oklahoma. We going day by day?
Let's just take a break and then we'll come back.
Okay,
we'll be right back. Both Down is brought to you by Wizard Asylum in Norman, Oklahoma, and BigDealSwag.com. If you're in Norman, Oklahoma, check out Wizard Asylum for all your board game needs. If you're looking for tournament swag, go to BigDealSwag.com. Okay, we are back, and we're going to talk about day one of Oklahoma weekend. I guess is for me Thursday because I had to drive in.
Yay, Steve!
It was driving. a long drive. It wasn't.
You know what's funny is it was longer because you go, I don't even know where I lost some of my time, and I said, "What do you mean?"
It's like I lost 2 hours, but I understood the one. I'm like, I got gas. That's fine. I took pictures with Sasquatch. That's what you do. He was at a gas station, not just in the wild. And then I went to pull off into the small town because they advertised like flame broiled steak. I'm like, that sounds good. Let's go get that. And it was closed for remodeling. So I just went through Long John's and got a couple pieces of chicken and kept driving. And then I end up chatting with you. And what did you inform me about?
Steve, when you travel from Colorado to Oklahoma, you lose an hour of time.
Ah, yes. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
And then you go, oh, that makes so much more sense.
Just didn't even think about it. But yeah, I got in decently early. I think I miscalculated by an hour. So I hit rush hour, which sucked. And then met up with you, grabbed the prints to sign. Because we didn't tell anybody this, but we made prints of the poster that we had Tom Willingham do.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Tom that was kind of a surprise.
Yeah.
That was a surprise thing. So.
Mm-hmm. But we wanted to sign them, so I had to get those to sign. And then I went to the most uncomfortable... Actually, I went out to eat with Vin, so I got to see my friend. And then I got to go to the most uncomfortable bed I've ever laid into my life for the first of 4 days. Wow. That was horrible. Travel Lodge in Norman. If you come to Oklahoma next year, avoid it at all costs. It was cheap. The bed were like just laying on the ground. Probably would have been more comfortable.
Nice.
Friday rolls around.
Was this a room that you would also have the option to like rent by the hour?
No. It was over by Walmart. It wasn't too bad.
Okay.
It was fine, except the bed just has no give or anything. It was just blech.
Okay.
Friday, ended up going to watch Godzilla versus Kong at the Warren. And I can't tell you how much I missed the Warren, how it used to be. Because I timed it, and I was there 12 and a half minutes after it was supposed to start. And that's when the trailers started.
Yep.
And then ungodly amount of trailers, and then the movie. It was horrible. Movie was fun.
Yeah. Right. I agree. I missed the old Warren myself, so.
Then I went...
But we're Regal, so this is what we get.
Yep. Then I went and had lunch with my siblings and went to storage, got some stuff out of there and put some stuff in. And then we headed down to Rudy's for our last time. Rudy's, if you don't know, is a barbecue place in Norman. It is not well-loved, but it is very big and has lots of seats. Which doesn't matter when only three other people show up besides us.
Yeah, there was six of us, and three of us was me, Jennifer, and Steve. So, yeah. To those that showed up, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And we get it. Nobody likes it. Maybe we're not going to do a meetup at all on Fridays. I mean, because people seem to have their own things. Or maybe we'll come up with something new to do on a Friday or Friday night or something. I don't know. But yeah. It's clear. You have spoken with your actions. To be fair, there was about five more people that said they were coming. And then at the last second, they didn't. So I don't know if that means that people were with them and said, screw that, I ain't going to Rudy's, or they just changed their mind. So I
think they were just being nice.
Some
people decided to go to other barbecue, which I don't blame them. Some people even went to other barbecue places in Norman. So,
well, I mean, that's okay. You don't have to be nice.
Just yeah,
tell us the truth. Because we waited around for, we thought other people were showing up. So,
Next year will be different. We'll just leave it at that. Hopefully you have some news on that shortly, but we don't know yet. Yeah, so that's Thursday and Friday. Anything else that I'm leaving out?
No, that was Thursday. I mean, like, we saw each other a little bit, and we did that. And
yeah.
Then we came home afterwards, and you went to your hotel.
Yeah, we went to the store and dropped some stuff off. You did a great job, you and the kids, getting the bags together this year. Which helped a lot.
It wasn't the kids. It was Eden who helped me. And she grumbled at first and then later was like, it was actually kind of fun.
Oh, so that's one thing to talk about. You know, our weather token through Charlie Victor, we had gotten with him months ago to get this started. And we told him the date and everything was going smoothly. And then things kind of petered out, I guess. And we're like, man, when is this is still on track, right? He goes, yeah, it's on track. I've told him, you know, plenty of times when you need it. I go, oh, okay. Sunday comes around of the week before, and I'm like, hey, still coming, right? Because I have to have it by this Friday. Like, I really have to. Otherwise, it's a giant problem. They showed up on Friday.
Yes. So,
I was very thankful for that.
I know Tuesday for sure they were like on the other side of the world.
Yeah.
I think they were on Wednesday as well. But anyways.
Yeah, and it's no shade on Charlie Victor. It's just maybe next time I need to put more time in front. I don't like worrying that much. I was like, oh, this is gonna suck so bad if I had to take all this back. And
we were definitely worried, so like, but they did get here on time.
And they are amazing. Quality, the heft. It's funny because, like, that's one of the main things that people are talking about is how, oh, these feel really nice. They're very hefty. Like, yeah, they are.
Yeah. They're pretty cool looking. For sure. Yeah, you still have those to sell?
Yeah. I got a lot of stuff to sell. Those, the models from Pedro Ramos. I just haven't got anything up on the website because of being super tired from Oklahoma and other stuff going on. And
that's what happened on Friday night. Friday night, Charles Hauer was there at the barbecue place, and he wanted a drummer early. And Steve let him have one to paint up. And not only did he paint one up for himself, he painted up one for Steve, and he painted one up for me. And, you know, Steve's like, what color do you want? And I said, well, I like my orc team. And then I come to find out when I was going to get pictures of my orcs to give to Charles, I had a wog drummer in there, even though, like, it was really a cheerleader. But yeah. At the time, there wasn't a wog drummer. So I was like, crap, I already have one. And I was like, just make it, like, more high school, like Brian Hill. Brian Hill, you know, he was a drummer, our buddy, best way. Just make it like him. School colors, you know, red, white, and blue.
And I sent Charles the website for the high school just so he could see the colors. Because I was like, I could tell him the colors, but I'm like, just go look here. That way you can see how they work with the uniforms and stuff.
Not only did he paint him the colors, he somehow created the logo hand-painted on the drum.
Amazing.
There's this lion head in the exact same logo as the high school. It's beautiful.
So and, now whenever you run your Thrace Lions, you'll have to take a wild drummer with you.
Yeah, for sure. It's really awesome. So I really, really appreciate that.
Yeah, and we'll save what he did for Spikey for when we talk about Spikey, because that was also awesome.
We got up super early the next day, even earlier than we normally get up, because we didn't feel too prepared, and we probably weren't, because Steve lives in Colorado and I live in Oklahoma.
Also, this was the worst year we have ever had for people turning in their rosters. Like, yeah, without a doubt, there was some disconnect between us and everyone that they did not want to turn in their rosters. And it showed, because you were doing them the day of. People showed up the day of that, like, oh, sorry, I registered last night. I'm like, it's fine, but would like a little more notice.
It didn't matter. People who registered early still didn't turn in rosters, and I don't know how to make people care.
Well,
so
negative points possibly next year.
Okay. I mean, that's I don't know. So if you're a tournament organizer out there, let's figure out what it is, because, like,
that could be a offering too.
Offering like an extra like raffle ticket or this or that just doesn't seem to be enough. So I don't know.
No, Brian at Rocky Mountain Rampage, I think if you get the roster in enough time, you get an extra coach. Which, meh. I mean, am I going to remember that even? I don't know. Or maybe a fan. I don't know what it was. But it's not enough for me to care. I'm going to get my stuff in anyways. But we need something that actually makes people care. So in a tournament like Oklahoma, those bonus points are very important. So if we give you points for not turning it in, it could be a big deal.
Maybe so.
But yeah, we got super early. It helped, too, that we did not have, as much as I love Michael Lewis, and I do love him, he was not here this weekend because of the eclipse and hanging out with scouts. We didn't have a person making us want to get together and play games until 1 a.m. So we were able to go to sleep at a decent time, wake up, and not be super dead to the world.
That is true. Michael, usually when he comes in, he's like, we are going to play a board game or something, right?
And we want to, obviously. We want to hang out. We want to see each other. But
I honestly miss not having Michael there. There was actually quite a few there was quite a few people who are normally there and not there this year, which was really strange. And yet we still had a lot of people there.
Yeah. We did end up hitting 50, so that was good.
Yeah, we hit the 50. Somebody no-showed, or I can't remember, but it kept me from playing. Boo, I was mad.
Scott Hess for one.
Oh,
Scott Hess for that. And Will Schaefer wasn't able to, but he still dropped in.
Yeah, I think we had 59 sign up, but we only had 50 show up. So.
Something along those lines. And we did have some people who just signed up for the swag, which is fine. But we already knew that.
We had 50 of the day. I think I got up at like 4:30 that morning or something.
I was up at like 5:30.
4:35. We got to the store before. I got to the store before 6 o'clock. Yeah. And normally we get there like 6:30, 6:45-ish.
It was very nice to get everything set up and have downtime before the doors opened. We had like half an hour.
Yeah, so that was nice.
That was a huge difference. It helped. Because I was worried with all the people. We had so many people coming in, leaving. Well, not leaving, but registering, saying they weren't showing. Then someone would drop, and then they're like, oh, by the way, this person's going to take over for that person because they're going to come down with me now. There's a lot of confusion, so I wanted to get there very early to get everything set up, which overall didn't have many problems, so that was good.
Yeah, we opened the doors at 8 o'clock. Everybody poured in. We had everybody go in one door and cycle through the store to pick up their bags and go check in with you. And I thought that turned out really well.
And I always feel bad for people who, like, I've seen 10 times. Like, I know these people. But when I got everything else going on and I'm tired and I have to recall names at, like, a moment's notice, I always feel bad. So I'm just like, just tell me your name, please. I know. Yes, I know you. I've been in the car with you for 3 hours and hung out, and I like you. I just can't remember your name right now. It's just how life is.
Steve doesn't like y'all.
I don't want to get confused.
All that went smoothly. We took a big group picture, or most of us did.
Mm-hmm.
We had a few refuse. So we took our annual, every year we take the picture outside of Wizards. So that picture has almost everybody in there. And then we kicked off round one. I don't really...
There's not much to say. We didn't play. I mean...
No, I do want to say something, but I don't want to offend people.
Oh.
I can't stress this enough. Write clearly when there's 50 people at a tournament and bonus points might decide the winners and losers or places of things. Try to write as clear as possible. And then when you're done writing,
you set it
next to the other guy's sheet. And you just consult it to make sure they match.
Really shout easy. Out to Jim Left and everyone at Chaos Cup, because we followed their example this year. So whenever people came up to tell us their scores, they handed you the sheets, you read it off, I read it back, you handed it back to them. Saved us a whole lot of time. And
yeah, worked out pretty good.
We had one input mistake, but that happens.
Yeah, and that was... I think a few before we did what we just talked about. So yeah, lesson learned on that, right?
Of course.
So we did our first couple rounds and then we broke for lunch. Yeah, we're not going to say much because we didn't do much. We just walked around and watched people
we get
play
wings.
Blood Bowl. Which...
We got wings at that.
Yeah.
Those were really damn good.
Dustin got wings from a place in Norman called Wing It. It's a Korean wing place. They're delicious.
Yes, they were.
So if you are in town, it's a place I always forget about because I couldn't even tell you where it's at, Norman, but I've had their food now like three different times. So their wings were delicious. They only have a couple flavors, but they're all pretty dang good. We did that for lunch. Everybody left their most people left their teams out to get voted for painting and stuff like that. Came back and did the next three rounds, or not three rounds.
Two rounds.
Rounds three and four. Some tight matchups this year, some upsets in some ways of like, if you walk around, you think so-and-so's going to win. And, you know, there's just different faces at different tables, which always happens at Blood Bowl anyways. But all that ran pretty smoothly. The raffles ran really smooth this year. We didn't have anybody claim that they put a ticket. They won something that wasn't in the ticket that they put it in for.
Huge shout out to Waya Games, Grebo, Charlie Victor didn't say anything, but KR Multicase. I forget the other people. I think there might have been other people, but those for sure.
Yeah, I mean, like...
A couple of people said they were going to send stuff and they never did.
Yeah.
I always feel weird like reaching out and go, hey, you didn't send anything. But.
No, you can't really do that. So
it's always next year.
So we did all the raffles, everything wrapped up. So we try to start events. We say in our schedule, 8:30. We want to start round one at 8:30.
You know what
we
forgot?
Realistically, we want to take a group picture, and yeah. we kind of build 30 minutes in. Like, ideally, we would start hopefully at 8:30, but if not, really, we're basing everything off at 9 o'clock and on.
Yeah.
We definitely want kickoff at 9 o'clock and on. And so
it takes a long time to check people in, too.
Yeah, I think we were by the end of the day. If you go by the beginning schedule of starting at 8:30, I think we are 40 minutes behind.
Not
which
bad.
Really only puts us about 10 minutes where we would be really satisfied with it. So it wasn't too bad. And we also ran the rounds. We had some new people there. It was their first time for Oklahoma and stuff. Yeah. And I let the first half of the day go two hours and 15 minutes instead of just 2 hours like we put in the schedule. So
there was some feedback that we could speed things up by just end of round, buzz, done, put dice down, which we could, but we always do equal turns.
Now, yeah, I don't know how I feel about that, because I've been on the side where people are slow playing on purpose. Yeah. And
I think if we did that, we'd have to have chess clocks, which some people say we should anyways.
I heard Spike Tournament does chess clocks.
They do.
Is that true?
And when I go there this year, I will find out. And I looked at it.
Oh, you're going to that too?
Yeah. Going to a lot of places.
You're going everywhere, man. You're like Johnny Cash. You're everywhere.
I've been everywhere, man.
Are you mad because for a while I had more tournaments than you and now you've got to catch up?
No, I just have a nice job that gives me money and time off and a reason to travel.
I got you.
Chess clocks are expensive.
Oh, I bet.
So I don't know how we do that. Because I don't like forcing people to have to use their phone during a game, because then phones run out and people are lacking because they don't bring chargers or portable batteries and stuff. We'll worry about that later. We forgot about, there were no lights in the bathroom. So that was fun this year.
Yeah, so I guess this happened 4 days before the tournament. The light system went out in both bathrooms of the store.
Mm-hmm.
And he called the landlord, and they said, oh, we'll have somebody out there. The full story I got was this. They said, we'll have somebody out there. And he's like, we got a big event on this weekend. And they go, oh, don't worry. It'll be fixed before this weekend. Well, the guys didn't show up until Monday. It got fixed Monday.
Yeah. Oh, big shout out to Wizard Asylum, too, because they always put us up. They give us good deals on stuff. I buy swag from them to do raffles, so. Anything else until we get to the winners and losers?
No. I mean, it's hard to talk about how the tournament played out. Did you have a lot of questions? Because I don't feel like we had a ton of questions that we had to answer this year.
We had, what was the weird question that came, the three-die block thing? We had two separate people asking.
Oh, I take that back. Yeah, go ahead.
It was weird. And if my understanding was they were asking, if you're throwing dice uphill, can you throw three dice uphill? And we were confused because, yeah, of course you can. What are you talking about? They're like, no, but when you're throwing dice, not when I'm hitting them, but when I'm hitting, not like when I have the advantage, but when I have the disadvantage and I'm throwing three dice uphill.
It's just, yeah, it's just like, two, it's right? It's just two, right?
It caps at two.
And we're like, what are you talking about? And it's like, I have a 2-strength guy, and if I'm hitting a 5-strength guy, it's just 2 dice, right?
No.
And we were like, no.
Like, it's 3. And it wasn't just one person. It was 2 separate people. And it's like, where is this coming from?
Somebody said, I swear that's what it's like when I play online. So I don't know if there's a glitch in either the old Blood Bowl game, because I don't play all the time,
yeah,
or the new Blood Bowl game. So I don't know.
I will look. I know that's not going to be on Fumble, but I have a PS, not PS, the PC League. There's a new one starting up for the local area. So I'll try that again. Try to throw one just to see, but I can't imagine.
No, I think we would have heard about it, people complaining if that was the case. But yeah, it was really weird that we had this. I was like, are you guys trolling us?
Yeah, because that's what it felt like. Because like it was one right after the other too.
Yeah, same round for sure. All right, so when it was all said and done, because we're trying to make something out of this that we can't even talk about because we weren't playing. When it was all said and done, let's go through the awards. Let's go from bottom to top.
Back of the pack, Charles Hauer. Stunty Cup went to Robert Love. Best Sportsman, Best Sport, Mike Miller. Fan Favorite, Tracy McCreary. Most Brutal was Brad Baker with 17. Best Defense.
Was it Wood Elves or Halflings?
I don't know. I think it was Halflings. Makes more sense.
Okay.
I love it when people ask me like this. Like, I just input the stuff. I don't pay attention. I have no idea
what race anybody was. I think he did play Halflings now that I'm thinking about this.
Best Defense was Henry Wisniewski with 1. Best Offense was Adam Kozaka. Delzine Cup went to Paul Davies. Second place went to Aaron Franklin. And Le Champion was Patrick Leclerc.
That was a Necro team. So that part I do know. So Necro has won Oklahoma Bowl. I don't know if that's the first time a Necro team's won Oklahoma Bowl, but...
No idea. If we hadn't lost the old website... Well, if we hadn't lost the old website, I would.
I know. You should go look all that stuff up again.
I know. I need to. We want to take a break before Spikey?
Let's...
Dinner. So,
I
went to the Missouri guys to Hideaway.
And this year, I did not go to Hideaway. Me and Jennifer ran home, and we watched WrestleMania here at the house, what we could catch, because poor planning. I would have never planned a Spikey Cup weekend on Oklahoma Spikey Cup weekend on a WrestleMania weekend. And yet we did. So poor planning. We missed the first hour or so of night one of WrestleMania. So we just got some food here and enjoyed the show. So I was tired too, man. I felt like I stood up the whole day, and I think I did pretty much. So.
Yeah, that'll happen.
All right, that's it for Saturday. We will come back with some Spiky Cup.
Sunday rolls around. It's Spiky Cup. And this year was not as crazy as some of the other years. And Brian, too, actually said it was one of his favorites, apart from the hats, which nothing will ever beat the hats. So.
I think that's because even though you had crazy rules, they weren't complicated rules.
Yeah.
And that is one of the one reasons where I personally don't enjoy Spiky Cup, because there's too many other things to worry about. In addition to keeping stats for every tiny knockout and injury and everything else, all the bonus points.
Totally get that.
The beautiful thing about Spiky Cup more than anything is the store's set up. We just leave.
Yes.
We got to the store at like 7:30-ish maybe, and we didn't really even need to do that to open the doors at 8 o'clock. It was
beautiful.
Pull
up the score file, I fix a couple things, and we're good to go.
Yes.
Rock and roll, people.
It was beautiful.
I did have issues the first day with my color printer, which decided to be slower than hell. But luckily, I got my laser printer out of the storage as well, and... It's just a trooper. I love that thing. It never lets me down.
Yeah, and there's always people who don't print their rosters, so you always have to print extra rosters.
Yeah, so be. Three rounds today. We start with round one, as most tournaments do. And we do one round, and then we go to lunch, right?
Two rounds and then go to lunch.
Oh, it's two rounds of lunch? I forget. Okay.
Yeah, it's two rounds of lunch.
Just got Canes that day. Nothing fancy.
Yeah, I did the walk of shame.
Nothing sounded good. I really wanted Pizza Shuttle. Like, I would really want Pizza Shuttle now. But I had pizza the night before, and I'm like, I don't really want it. Don't care that much. Wasn't super hungry. Nothing exciting went on. No crazy questions. Think we had 42. You got to play one round, or did you play more?
So we had 40 people for this event. After two rounds, Paul Davies dropped out.
Okay.
He had I guess his games were just so-so, and he had a thing to go to anyways. And I know his wife is very pregnant. So he went ahead and left. So we had technically 41 people for Spiky Cup. I got to play the last round. So I did get to play one round of Blood Bowl. I played Nurgle, and I felt like my dice were hot, and the other guy's dice were not so hot. So
did it even feel like a game?
What's that?
At that point, does it even feel like a game?
I mean, it was, yeah, it felt like a game. In probably Nurgle's sense, it felt like a blowout because it was 2-0. But yeah. He played Snotlings and every crazy thing that if he would have just, you know, when you throw bombs and stuff, when they land in your own square, there's nothing you can do about that. So
this year, if you didn't hear the other episode, you had every half, you got a different star player based on the Big 12 mascots. So you rolled a D12 and you got whichever one came up. Everyone seemed to enjoy it. We'll jump to a special award first. When we first started doing the tournament, we were did Best Painted, as everyone else does. But we had a year where Kent Rafferty came, and he had custom-made Big 12 models of the mascots out of green stuff and everything. And this is before 3D printing, so it was all handmade. Were they the Best Painted team? Not by a long shot. They were not incredibly painted, and someone brought probably the best looking team we've ever seen, which was a human team painted as the Cincinnati Bengals, and they were glorious. But he didn't paint them. But that year, that's how the rules work. Best painted goes to that guy. And that was the last year we did best painted. After that, we did fan favorite, because we want to reward the people who put in the extra effort. This year, Charles Hauer got fan favorite, because not only did he model a mascot for every Big 12 mascot that I create or star that I created, he painted them all 12 figures.
That's not all.
And had a fully painted set for each one of his opponents.
Each one of his opponents. And you're going, why would he need one for each one of his opponents? Because he gave them away. If you played Charles Hauer in Spiky Cup, you got the reward of 12 painted mascot models to keep just because you played him.
And they and if were you guys great looking.
And if you guys beat him, you should feel terrible because he gave you a free team.
And I think everybody beat him, but still. And they looked great. They were modeled great. And he was just like, I had time at the library and, you know, wanted to learn how to model. Yeah, way to go, man. Make us all look bad. It's they phenomenal.
They were beautiful. They're amazing models, and like everybody was like, God, I hope I play him. Or at least that's what everybody should have been thinking. Because
like, you were hoping that last round, too. you were like, oh, I get to play, and I'll come in at last. So I'll play the last person. Is it Charles? No, it's one guy. It's the other guy by 1 point. Aw.
Yeah. For sure.
That other guy who got back a pack was Richard Moore, who didn't do well, but had a great time, which is always what you want.
Yeah, Richard was telling me he's doing the thing where he's trying to play every team. And he was like, all I can say is I got Snotlings out of the way. They're done. I don't have to do them anymore. So I got them out of the way. We're moving on.
Totally understand that.
Yeah.
Stunty Cup went to Thomas Kersey. Best Sport went to John Green. Most Brutal went to Ethan Cole. Best Defense went to Aaron Franklin, who gave up zero. Best Defense, or Offense, was Gary Brown, who scored 8. Delzine Cup went to Patrick Leclerc. And then second place went to Nicholas Freemau. And returning Spiky Cup champion, once again, Brian Two.
Yeah, it feels like we give him a first place almost every other year or something, so...
It's not as it used to be only him. Like from what was it 2-5 or something. He won every single time.
Did he? Did he have that big of a streak? I really don't remember.
It's been so long. But it used to be that Brian Tu would come in, and he was so far and above everyone else, playing-wise, that he would just dominate. And it's not that way anymore.
No, we got some good coaches that show up to these things.
Absolutely.
So. Yeah, I can't remember what Brian had. He had... I don't remember.
I can't remember hardly anything. We had a group of people, including TJ and Brian and a couple other guys, dress up as cowboys. That was cool.
That foursome showed up as all different cowboys. TJ was what, the piano player? No, for real.
I think he was more of a gambler. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he was something like that, right? I mean, yeah. he was probably the sharpest dressed of all of them.
Oh, for sure.
Brian too was like the Wrangler.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they themed it up very well for a Saturday. So that was pretty cool.
It seemed like Sunday was the day everyone wore their new jerseys. Like, oh yeah, we got new jerseys. You'll see those whenever we travel.
Yeah, we had new shirts. We did give out a few more raffles to people. We bought some extra stuff.
Yeah, bought some stuff from the store.
Gave out a few raffles, and then we did our thing and wrapped it up because a lot of people were traveling back home. The eclipse was the next day. I know the guys from Missouri were trying to head home because the next day they were traveling to go further east to get into the line of sight or whatever the...
Path of totality,
and so that was important to them.
That was my plan, but yeah, we got notice. We've been watching the weather because you planned on going down as well, and Jennifer came and was like, "Nah, maybe 10%. You'll see it." I was like, "I'm not going to go to Dallas then. As much as I love my brother and I want to see him, I don't want to add another 3 hours, spend another day, and then." Which I'm glad because I drove back and I was so exhausted. I forget how much this really takes out of me, not to mention lack of sleep from those stupid beds.
Yeah, it was very tiresome. I'm still tired. I'm yawning right now.
On my way back, I drove back on Monday. I got to stop in Goodland, Kansas. And see, for whatever reason, a giant painting of Van Gogh's sunflowers. I don't know why they have it, but they did. I probably should have read. Saw an advertisement for an old soda fountain. So I pulled off into the small town to go to the old, turn-of-the-century soda fountain. And they didn't have any CO2. So I just didn't get anything. Aww, that sucked.
Those are so good when you find those old...
I know. But it also kind of sucked because I got to talking to the woman there, and I thought it was this place, and I looked at it, and I'm like, this doesn't look like a place that's been here forever, but maybe I'm wrong, because it looked like just a corrugated steel building. And she's like, oh no, we bought the giant bar off eBay about 12 years ago. I was like, oh, that's not as cool. And then I get on the highway after getting some gas, and I start chugging along when I get into Colorado, and I get a check engine light in the middle of nowhere on the highway in Colorado. So yeah. I pull off, start freaking out. I call AAA. They screw up my location, so it's going to take like an hour. Find out that my plan only covers 5 miles of towing. And then $6 a mile after that, and I have no idea where anything's close. So I get back in the car, and I try to go forward, and it's moving. It's driving. The light's still going, but I don't hear anything bad. It sounds fine. So I pull off to the next town, which is only a couple of miles away. It wasn't too bad. I was able to get up to 60 miles an hour, so hoping things are going well. Go to a small shop. And he clears the codes, and they don't come back on. And he goes, so what happened? I told him, I got gas, and then I get into the elevation of Colorado and it starts petering out. He goes, oh, I bet you just got bad gas. I go, I don't think I ate anything that bad. He goes, no, the car, dude. Oh, okay. So,
bad joke.
Luckily, it appears that all it was some bad gas. And when the elevation was kicking in, it just wasn't getting what it needed. So I filled up with better stuff and drove back the other 2.5 hours and haven't had an issue since. So I was very thankful for that. Because that was not fun.
So we also didn't go down to Texas because we were also going to try to go down there for the totality or whatever it's called. And we decided not to go. Well, we were going to stay with Drew Bucciacone from 3.Block. And the whole day he's complaining to me. He's like, oh, the cloud cover. God dang it. Blah, blah, blah. Just bitching and moaning, saying, y'all made the right choice. I think I'm going to take a nap. I'm not even going to probably get up for it. All this stuff. Well, you know, it happened like, what, a little bit after 1, if I remember right?
Something like that, yeah.
1:45 or something like that. Anyways, it was about 30 minutes, 35 minutes or so before it was supposed to happen. And I was like, so how's it going down there? Are you taking a nap? And he's like, you're not going to believe this. All the clouds are burning off. He got to see everything. So
yeah,
really
so
sad.
Did my brother. And it sucks.
All this means, Steve, is we got to live another, 21 years so we can see the next one.
This means that we have to change our trip to Sweden to 2026 and go hit Iceland when it goes over Iceland in 2026.
Oh, I'm sure, nobody else will be at Iceland at that same time.
Yeah, but if we plan far enough ahead,
we'll just be there with the whole rest of the crowd.
Yeah. If it's going to be crowded anywhere, might as well be in Iceland. I think it'll be there. I'm not positive. I'll look into it. I'm not incredibly worried, but I would like to see it.
No, I know. It was just such a bummer.
Yeah.
But...
And I planned the whole weekend around it, too, because I thought that's a good reason for me to go down there and see it. I've been wanting to see it for years. And it burned off just enough for Greg to see it a couple of times. But I still think I made the right decision just based on how freaking tired I was.
Well, and based off the education that we got the night before with the 10% and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, we probably made the right choice. But anyways.
Anything else from the weekend?
I would love to know what Michael saw because I know he went. They camped out him with the scouts with his son and stuff. I would love to know what they got to see. And maybe if they took images and stuff like that. So I hope they had a cool time. So.
Yeah, definitely.
That's it for Spikey, because we came home after that instead of having to worry about traveling to Texas that night because we canceled our trip. We watched all of day 2 of WrestleMania. We got to see the Reign of Terror by Roman Reigns ended by Cody Rhodes. So if anybody cares,
new American Nightmare.
Yeah. So, anyways, that's all I got, my man. Let's come back with some shout-outs, unless you got something else to add.
I don't think I do, so I'll be right back. Time to wrap things up with everyone's favorite part of the show.
Shout-outs! You said rap.
Let's never do that again.
That was like beatboxing, dude. Okay.
Well, to the two people still listening.
You were supposed to lay down some lines, Steve.
I am not a freestyle rapper, despite how I may appear.
You're supposed to throw some ropes down and boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom. If I'm throwing ropes, you don't want to be anywhere near.
I don't know what that means, but let's move on.
Okay. So main shout-outs, we'll just get them out of the way. Grebo, obviously they sent us stuff. Thanks to them. Waia, Waia. Never know if I'm saying that right. Kara Multicase, they always do right by us. Shout-out to Pedro Ramos for doing the figure for us. They will be available on bigdealswag.com whenever I get them up there. Metal Oak Casting Studios, great guy, did an amazing job on the casts. They all came out looking great. Charlie Victor for designing or helping design and making reality the tokens. And Tom Hollingworth, kingmonday.co.uk for the art for the Oklahoma weekend. And everyone who came, because wouldn't do it without you.
No, it was a great crowd. I would like to thank, and I'm not going to be specific here, everybody that came up and like, here's some dice, here's some tokens,
yeah,
here's this league thing that we do, here's this miniature, here's these miniatures, here's this, here's that, you can have these, thanks for running a great event, blah, blah, blah. I really do appreciate that. And I came home with a lot of swag, that's for sure.
And I know this is probably going to sound like us just bragging, but there was an unusual amount of people who said that everything ran really well this year. They had a lot of fun, put on a great event. We always get that type of feedback. We're very fortunate. We put on a good show, obviously, but it's nice to hear that. But there's a lot of them this year that came out and said it, so it's really appreciated. And when people fly in from other states just to come to our event and they tell us it's worth it, that's huge, because despite me spending hundreds of dollars to go to tournaments around the world, I always find it weird when people come to ours.
I agree.
Because, you know, it's just us, but, you know, it's special.
Yeah, I agree, and it is nice to hear those things, and I had this conversation with Jennifer. I had to separate myself, you know, because I'm in the car. I was like, a lot of people gave us, like, told me, like, this was a really great, smooth event, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I know they're probably just being nice. And she's like, well, you just accept the compliment.
Yeah, it's hard.
And I was like,
I will accept it. And I keep trying to stop myself from going, yeah, but we didn't do this, we didn't do this, I wasn't able to do this, this didn't go as well as I thought, blah, blah, blah. Like, I could point out 5 things that we didn't do that I think is not up to our standard. And I guarantee, of the 50 people that were there, 2 people might have noticed. But that's just how we run.
Well, don't mention them.
No, I don't plan to. Anything else I'm trying to think of?
No, I mean, my store owner, Brian, who's also a buddy.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, just the fact that he doesn't charge us anything is really, really nice. Allows us to, although you're a moron enough that you were going to keep spending money no matter what. So I'm a little mad at Steve because he overspent the budget like normal. But again,
we don't have a budget.
Try not to worry about it. Yeah, and that's the bad thing. Steve wants your praises so bad that, like, he's willing to go in debt for you. So enjoy this, because if Steve ever goes away and Scott continues Oklahoma Bowl's tradition in honor of Steve, you ain't getting a lot of that stuff because I'm sticking to my budget.
I have a realistic expectation that all costs can be recovered. But, yes, it will take some time. It was not fully recovered that weekend, that's for sure. But that's fine. See, Dungeon Bowl was the same weekend. Shout out for everyone who went there instead of us. Completely understand.
Yeah, I mean, if you had a choice, I'd say, yeah, go to Germany and go.
Exactly. There was Nick Bayton, Bayton. He is helping run the Blood Bowl Bugman 7 Blitz at Warhammer World, which I guess is happening on Thursdays from 1730 to 2200 British Standard Time at Warhammer World. But yeah, they're doing regular sevens events now. So hopefully it gets more people into Blood Bowl. Just seeing it at Warhammer World.
Okay.
I don't know.
I still don't get the love affair of sevens. There's just, okay. All right.
I mean, of course, it's an awesome game. And if we ever do one, then people should come.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
If we do one, you know it's super special because I don't know about that. Maybe we'll do I do want to do a Gutter Bowl thing at some point, but I don't know when that will ever happen.
Yeah.
And I feel like I would have to buy like 5 more Gutter Bowl kits just to have.
That's the hardest part about that one.
Yeah. So I don't know if that's ever going to happen either, but God, so much better. It's so much better.
Well, just get Jack to design one and buy some.
Yeah. I'm sure he'll love that. While we're doing shout outs, why don't you tell everybody about where you're going to be over the next couple months and next weekend?
Okay. Shout out to Jack from Maelstrom first and Brendan from
Yield Lasersmith
and Robert Ray, who did some 3D models for us as well. So we did some trophies. Jack did dice. Ye Olde Lasersmith did the main trophies, and then Robert Ray did some 3D printed versions or painted and looked awesome as well. So it was a plethora of stuff to give away. Yes, as to my agenda for traveling, I'll just run through this. If you're not familiar with the Bison series that I'm doing...
No. What? Where are you going to be this weekend?
Oh, this weekend.
If people want specifically to see you.
Yes, this
weekend. You're like Taylor Swift. You're going everywhere. You just released a double album.
Well, I'm going to Rocky Mountain Rampage this weekend.
Okay. In Utah. Some people might want to see you. What are you taking then?
I'm taking Imperial Nobility.
See?
And actually.
That's easy win.
I'm doing something that I cannot remember the last time I've done.
You're playing all linemen and 8 rerolls.
Nope. Playing a team that's not mine. Oh, I'm actually borrowing a team.
That kills you, doesn't it?
Can you remember the last time I did that?
I don't know if you've ever done that.
Same. I don't know that I ever have either. Because, yes, I would rather just play a team I have. But I'm flying Frontier. I don't get a whole lot of carry-on space. So I was like, and Brian offered. He's like, if anyone needs to borrow a team, let me know. I'm like, actually.
No, it's a good idea. Yeah. I mean, it's just stuff you don't have to worry about. So
yeah, I'm just going up for the weekend. So small carry-on bag and I'm good to go.
Well, good but for yes, you.
That's where I am this weekend. The following weekend, I am starting up my Bison series, which you can go to bothdown.com/bison, or you can also look for Bison series on Facebook.
This is for bisexual men, like sons of men.
Not only, but you know, it's fine if they come.
Are you talking like the animal bison?
Yes, the broad independent series of the North.
I thought you were like celebrating like a pride series of tournaments. And we're all sons of somebody. So that's what I'm sorry, the bison.
Yes, so May 4th will be North Dakota. Sunday, May 5th will be South Dakota. June 22nd will be in Montana. July 20th will be in Wyoming. And August 10th will be in Nebraska.
Is there extra, because I haven't read your rules.
I know you haven't.
There's no way I can go to any of them. Is there something if you go to all of them? Like, is it
a legit
series if you go?
Yeah, I mean, I am giving away something, which I haven't said what it is, but I'll be giving something away to whoever goes to the most of them. And if there's a tie for whoever goes to the most, then I'll go down to record, blah, blah, blah. I've got it all written out, but it's not going to be anything major, but I just want to reward someone for going to more than one besides me.
That Sunday tournament, is that a 3-round tournament or 4?
These are all 3 rounds.
All 3s. Okay.
Yeah. All of them have the same exact rules. They're all 3 rounds. Most of these stores open at like 11:30. So got to keep it kind of quick. But yeah. So on my trip up to North Dakota, I'm going to hit Devil's Tower and Mount Rushmore is the plan. And then we'll see how things go.
Nice. So if you're not in Steve's neck of the woods, or you can't go that way, or you're like Sean Calley maybe, or Brian too, that you travel to almost every tournament known to man, you can also on June 1st come down to Critter Bowl 10. Yes, there's been 10 of these now. which really is a baby shower with the excuse to play Blood Bowl. So we're holding a baby shower and we're going to play Blood Bowl to honor that. So June 1st at Wizards Asylum, we're going to start early in the morning. All the details and the rules is on both down as long also where you can find the Bison series as well. You can find all the rules to that as well. Critter Bowl just a few days ago got NAF approved. So we're official. And I drew up a new fancy logo for it. And we have dice for the second time. So this will be the first time with the new logo with this dice. And there's a plan to do it. We had another Blood Bowler who's having a child. One of our league guys who we didn't know about until we already had this one planned. So there's going to be a Critter Bowl 11 at some point before the end of the year. And they also have some dice that were getting made by Jack, and they will be different than the Critter Bowl 10 ones as well. So if you're a big dice collector and you want to get some dice and stuff like that, we're finally doing some dice for Critter Bowl in addition to like all the raffles and stuff with all the money's going to the family. So in a form of gift card or whatever. Yep. So come on out. We only have one person signed up so far, but I know there's so many tournament events that it feels like people wait to 3 weeks out and then they start signing up. So if you haven't been to Critter Bowl, it is you build your team and every kickoff there is a different ball that you can play with, and usually one of the balls is like themed that goes with the family that we're throwing the event for. So anyways, more on that next month, I'm sure, when we have the breakdown with all the things that Steve's going to as well.
There's so much stuff. I mean,
that's okay.
That's not to mention, you know, like me going to a Moracle Cup, and there's 1, 2, 3 Colorado tournaments, and a Slurpee Bowl, and Arizona, and Spike, and Chaos Cup.
Dude, you are like
try to squeeze in a Vegas machine. Tournament in December.
You know how every year we do the Downies, and then you go like, I'll aim into 4 tournaments.
Yeah, I'm making up for this, aren't I?
This year, you're going to have a lot of options for you, like, oh, this was the most fun, or oh, this is the most fun.
I sure am, yes.
That's a good thing to have, though.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm kind of jealous of you, but I realize, like, I'm, you know, I have this anchor called children.
Yeah. Give it time, they'll go away.
It will. I mean, sort of. As we approach a senior year for my oldest, it's going to feel weird to have one out of school almost this time next year. So,
Hopefully she passes.
Yeah, well, she does like to ditch school. That's for sure.
They all do. It's gotten much worse lately.
It's the COVID kids, man.
Mm-hmm.
I know I sound like the old guy, but the COVID kids are.
There's truth to it.
They're going to change the world one way or another. I don't know for good or bad, but they're going to change it. So,
hey,
we'll see what happens.
Anything else?
Nah, man. I don't have anything. I am really exhausted. But we could have done this 3 days ago, and I still would have been exhausted. So,
agree.
You were telling me that before we even recorded how exhausted you are as well. So, I hate to sound unchipper on the podcast, but it's nothing more than just being physically tired.
Oh, absolutely. This is not the website I want. Luis Clavijo. He is running the first national tournament in Colombia.
Oh.
And the link I clicked on did not bring up anything of importance. I think it's run at Master Shop, I'm guessing.
Okay.
Why? I think it's in July or... Oh, here we go. Torneo Nacional Blood Bowl, Bogota, D.C., Colombia, Papache Restaurante Bar... I have no idea what all this means.
That's okay. You can just say
tell me the days.
First tournament in Colombia.
Yeah, but I want to know the days. I
should
know the
days. You
should
have translated that.
It wasn't there. I can translate days. That's It just wasn't listed. Give me like 2 minutes to pull them up on chat.
Well, in the meantime, I will speak of
June 1st and 2nd. My bad.
There you go. June 1st and 2nd.
Yeah, so June 1st and 2nd, when I'm at Oracle, Scott's at Critable, the first Colombian tournament is going to be going on. I should be getting some cool swag out to them. I am way behind. If you did sign up for Oklahoma Bowl and I have not sent your stuff yet, it's because I could not find, for the life of me, any place around here that sells shipping tubes. Like,
oh, because the print.
Yeah, for the print. And I'm so spoiled by being next to Budget Box and Bag in Oklahoma City, because I just go there and get anything I need anytime, super cheap. And now
you need to move back.
Nah, I don't know about that, but why'd you move back to Oklahoma? Budget Box and Bag. It's really nice.
I mean, come on. Our athletic commission is attacking a transgender, or not really a transgender wrestler, right? What is that? I don't want to get the right term. Have you heard this?
Yeah, they're trans. They're transgender.
Okay.
Yes.
Nia Rose.
Yeah.
Who is a pro wrestler who, you know, if you tell anybody in Oklahoma you like wrestling, one of the first things they tell you is like,
you know, that's fake, that's right? Not real.
Right. And then that's usually when I go, you still watch Star Wars? And they'll go, oh, yeah. Have you watched Mandalorian? I'll go, do you know that's fake?
Mm-hmm.
And they get mad at me. Yes, the athletic commission here got somebody in the political side got all bent out of shape and said, like, they're not allowed to wrestle here because they want to get votes.
Idiots.
Politics. Let's not talk about it anymore.
Definitely not. I have crappy to end on that note. We should probably end on something better.
Sure. I got some gnomes. I got some dice that are sold out.
That's true. Look at you.
I heard somebody today, I saw today in the Blood Bowl community, somebody said that somebody took their price from 100 euros down to like 89.
Yeah, it was 99 now. It was 89.
Yeah, the prices are dropping down. I wish I could mind control everybody, because when they do these quick sales, where there's not enough product, I really want to just mind control everybody to go like, we don't want them.
Yeah.
Just to see what would happen. Because I feel bad for people who want to just buy the product. And
Rudiger wasn't even able to get dice.
Was he not?
I think Mike Muller was hooking him up.
Okay. Because
he posted about not being able to get it. And I was going to mention something, but then Mike Muller messaged him. So I'm hoping he got
it. Anybody that doesn't know, Rick, is it Rudiger?
Rudiger, yeah.
Yeah.
Rudiger or Rick Castle? Something like that?
That's what I want to say Rick Rudiger, but yeah, that's not his real name. He does all the dice things where he puts a data bank of like tournament dice and everything, collects them. And it's really cool. If you haven't been to his website, you can go there and just search around. And it's kind of neat to go like, I designed those dice and they're on this website.
And it's not even archive. Just the dice. It's Blood Bowl Miniature Archive too. So like, he is why collecting is so easy now, pretty much, because you can go and look and say, okay, second edition Dwarf 3 is what I need. And everyone goes off that. And so you don't have to worry about it.
But yeah. Anyways,
so I can't shout out to Rudiger.
That's so.
But I'm sure he's getting taken care of.
I'm sure somebody will come to his aid. But other than that, I think you should take gnomes to one of your bison events.
I probably will. I need to get the team first.
Just play halflings and gnomes. Nobody's gonna care.
I want to play. I have some teams I need to play. So, Imperial Nobility was one. I need to play Black Orc because I never played them, and then Chaos Renegades and Underworld Denizen, same as Imperial Nobility. I played the old version. I need to play the new version. So
I got you.
I brought some teams back from Oklahoma, so I'll be able to play those.
Good for you.
But that's my plan. After that, if I get gnomes, great.
All right, my man. I guess I'll let you go.
Yep.
I hope you have a safe travels on Frontier. Don't buy a soda because it's going to cost you like $10.
Oh, on Frontier? Yeah, no way.
Yeah, no. Yeah, whatever your airlines.
No, thank you. It's like an hour 40 flight. I'm sure I'll survive.
Yeah, I think he'll be okay.
All right, we'll have all that next time. Thanks for listening.
All right, take care, everybody. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
If you'd like to email Both Down, the email address is bothdownpodcasts@gmail.com. Or for more information, you can visit them at bothdown.com or at facebook.com/bothdown.
You're still here. It's over. Go home. Oh, you're expecting a teaser for Deadpool 2. Well, we don't have that kind of money. What are you expecting? Sam Jackson show up with an eye patch and a saucy little leather number? Go, go. Oh, but I can tell you one thing, and it's a bit of a secret. The sequel, we're going to have Cable. Amazing character. Bionic arm, time travel. We have no idea who we're going to cast yet, but it could be anybody. Just need a big guy with a flat top. Could be Mel Gibson, Dolph Lundgren, Keira Knightley. She's got range. Who knows? Anyway, big secret. Shh. Oh, and don't leave your garbage all lying around. It's a total dick move. Go.